Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, 20-plus years as a head coach. What's kind of that magic number of days to get guys away where it's beneficial, where it's not too short and it's not too long?
You know what? I don't know, Schultz. Yeah, I've never really thought of that. I mean, next year, right now, as of right now, we have a long one next year. We're done like the 7th and 8th of December, and we don't play till the 9th or 10th of January. So that's going to be the interesting one. I don't get too hyper on, are we done the 6th and 7th, and we got to be back by, you know, what, Boxing Day? Or, you know, that's not a big deal to me. But next year could be interesting. I don't know how we handle all that when you bring them back. How much overkill is it? How much time do you have them before a game? Those are the things that we're just going to have to figure out. Can we schedule something over the New Year's to try to break things up? So I don't really know definitively, Schultze, what the proper time is. Again, like I said, it's typically not been a big problem with me. I think a break is healthy, a break is good. So typically everybody else is in the same boat as well.
What are some of the things that you, year in, year out, want to work on those first couple of days back?
Well, we scrimmage a lot. We scrimmage a lot because there's nothing better than getting your conditioning back than scrimmaging. And we've actually scrimmaged a lot this week, but nothing's going to get your win back other than playing some games. And, you know, but that's the one thing that we want to make sure we do is we scrimmage and we make sure we, we watch video again and we kind of we reinforce our habits and our details and the things that are important to us.
Knock on wood, you've had a fairly healthy first half. Generally speaking, is it better for the mind or better for the body to get away?
I think both. I think both. And I would think the mind probably more than the body. And just because, again, there's a lot that goes into it, boy. I mean, these games are intense, and it's winning's hard, and, you know, stringing wing back-to-back games are hard, and trying to play consistent isn't easy. People might think it is, but it isn't. So I think it's the mind more than anything.
Big picture, first half, what you like the most about your team?
Well, I wish we were more consistent, so I guess that's not what I like, but it's I liked our goaltending, I can tell you that. I liked our defense at times. That early we struggled. I thought we emphasized what we needed to do, and I thought we got better defensively. So those are probably the biggest thing is, you know, I thought we played pretty darn good defensively. You know, take away that last game against Michigan Tech. That was just one of those throwaway games, and I think our goaltending was very good.
You mentioned goaltending. Matias is 100th start. That's a lot of starts.
Oh, yeah.
What does experience do for a coaching staff's confidence level and whomever it is back there?
How you doing, Hoagie?
Good.
No, it's just you got a guy you have a lot of confidence in because he's won a lot of games for you, and you know exactly what you're going to get. It's probably the best way of putting it.
You want experience from guys who are in junior. So by the time, you know, they're getting to 80, 90, 100 games in college, they have just flat out played a lot of hockey. What does that mean for a defensive core where they can bail you out a little bit? What does that mean for a forward group where, you know, they're not getting back and helping as much defensively as they maybe would with a goalie who's not as experienced?
Well, I think they better get back. I don't care if you've got Ken Dryden back there or if you've got a rookie back there. That should never change the way you think or the way you play as a defenseman. So that has nothing to do with it because one thing anybody can do, anybody can give up a goal. It doesn't matter who you are, you can give up a goal. So you better make sure, again, we as a group of five, and we collectively make sure too that you know, we play well defensively. It doesn't matter who's in front of you.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, a split home and home is kind of rare. You guys played each other in, you know, early to mid-October. You play again now on New Year's Eve. Teams change a lot. Does what happened back in October mean diddly squat tonight?
I agree, diddly squat. Doesn't, you know... two different teams. Again, I haven't even, other than their power play, I haven't looked at Duluth. Wentz has, but I mean, you know, we've looked at their last couple games. But again, we spent more time this week worried about the Beavers and getting back on track.
Every team changes throughout the course of the year. You're hoping for, you know, in a good way or not. What have you noticed about them, though, recently?
Well, are you talking the Dogs or us?
Dogs.
The Dogs. I think the biggest thing is that they're inexperienced and always experienced. I mean, they play a lot of young kids the first half. I mean, you take a look at the Plants and Shogbys, Fishers. You know, I'm just looking. I'm just trying to think of their lineup: Harper, Bents, Beach, and these are got a young club. They got a young club, and you know, those kids, again, they play a lot of hockey. They're battle tested, and it's whenever you're young. Whenever I've had those young teams, I've always, you know, waited for the second half of the year, because those guys, again, they're just it's not as overwhelming for them as when they come back, is what I'm getting at.
You've been here for a long time. Scott Sandlin's been there for a long time. What does it mean for Northern Minnesota to have, you know, two guys with the tenure that you guys both have?
Well, we're proud of that, Sandy and I. We're good friends from way back. We graduated together in high school. We played a lot of hockey against each other growing up. We talk about it, and it's kind of cool, you know, to be coaching at these places right here, me at Bemidji and Sandy at Duluth. And we've had, you know, a lot of longevity, and you know, we're both very proud of that.
Well, you guys both stepped into, you know, programs and tradition that's just, you know, steeped over the years. You guys have both carried that on. You guys should both be proud of that.
Yeah, and we are. I'm not afraid to say that. We are proud of that. And, you know, he took over from Surdy. I took over from RH, two storied programs. You know, we love where we're at. And we're where we are. He's a proud Bulldog, even though he's a fighting Sioux. And,